7 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope. Today we get to talk with Linda Franzen from the Cottonwood County Historical Museum. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
We appreciate you taking time, coming in.
Always fun to come in.
You know, we were talking before we got started here that we're kind of in that, it's starting to feel a little bit like fall.
That's right. It certainly is, especially in the morning. It's pretty cool.
Yes. And that means things are changing, you know, for the new season at
That's
the museum.
Right. That's right. That's a good transition, I must say. Yeah, this is our last week in our art gallery, the Remick Gallery, of Shelley Cord Swanson's show, Retrospective. So if you haven't had a chance to come in and check it out, we'll be open this Saturday as well from 10 to 4, as well as today and Friday. So come on in and check it out.
Very good. Yeah. And then do we have something new coming?
We
that
do.
We should mention?
We do. Yeah, our opening reception isn't until September 20th, so I have a couple weeks. And it's Childhood in Cottonwood County, Photographs from the Museum Collection. So it'll be kind of breaking it up into children at work, children at play, children at school. And there'll be black and white pictures of children from Cottonwood County.
That sounds interesting. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I think it should be a fun one to put together.
Okay, and that's coming, you said, the 20th?
That's correct. That'll be our opening reception, and that'll be our fall show. So it'll go through November 20th.
Very good. There's always, it's always really, we're so fortunate to have the gallery and to have all these different shows.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's a great way to showcase local talent, and even like in this instance, what we have in the collection that
right.
people might not think that is there or is it's not sort of out on display. So.
Right. Yeah. Very good. All right, so that's what's happening in the Remick Gallery.
Correct.
What else do we have going on?
Well, we have our annual fall fundraiser. I just can't believe it's here already. It'll be Monday night, September 14th from 4:30 to 6:30. And like past years, that'll be both you can dine in or you can drive through on the south side of the museum for pickup. And the menu for the evening is the same, the traditional roast beef on a bun, coleslaw, baked beans, chips, and a cookie. So the ticket price is $12 and children $5. So stop by the museum and support local history.
Absolutely. Well, and you get a good meal.
And
out
you
of
get
it
a good
too.
Meal. You don't have to cook.
Yep,
that's the
you
other
get the
advantage.
Night off.
That's
yeah,
right.
I just need to make sure and plan the schedule so that's my night to
that's
cook.
Right. That's right.
Yes.
Good point. Good point.
And that really is a big fundraiser.
It is for
you.
Us. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And over through
good,
the,
lots of support always from the community.
It is a good one. So how do you have a dollar amount? Do you do kind of a goal, what you're looking for, or do you just kind of do it and whatever it is?
We just do it, and whatever it is about right. And then it kind of all depends on if over 200 people come, it's a really good night for us.
Okay.
So, so it's just, like I said, depends on the attendance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that definitely helps just with the day-to-day operation
exactly.
and everything else,
and
right?
any projects that come down the pike, then where there's funds available to help with those,
very
those
good.
Projects.
And we'll hear more about that. When is the fundraiser again?
It's Monday night, September 14th.
Okay, so mark it on your calendar.
Exactly.
Very good. Linda, what else do we need to mention today?
Well, the library is having, a real fun talk that I'd just like to mention. Tuesday, actually it's the night after our fundraiser, the 15th at 6 p.m. They're having a speaker, Nancy Earhart Burt, and it's going to be about Amelia Earhart, and her cousin is the title. And so it sounds to me like there's kind of like two parts to the program. The first part, the woman dresses like Amelia Earhart and talks about being a famous aviator, and then the second part is that as a relative and probably the research that has been done on Amelia probably the last 50 years. So this program, like I said, is through the library. So we're thankful that they picked the Historical Society as a place to host it. And the program is funded by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, which is always nice to tell who supports it.
Absolutely. So. Mm-hmm. This one, it sounds like another really interesting one.
It does.
One.
I'm really looking forward to this one. And I always love the historical programs that the library does. So,
yes.
So we're looking forward to having her come.
Is there admission charge?
Nope, there's no admission fee. So
okay.
Come and enjoy the program.
You don't need to reserve a spot or anything like that.
Nope.
Just come to the program.
That's correct.
Very good. All right. Linda, is there anything else we need to mention?
I think
that
should do it.
You've got a lot going on.
It is. It'll be a busy September.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that's for sure. All right. Well, Linda Franzen, thank you for coming in and talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.